What's good? What's up? This is your girl, Ernisha. Welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is February the 2nd, 2024. What's good? What's hood? Happy Black History Month to everybody. Today, been cool, I should say. I wasn't gonna give y'all no episode, but I'm like, well, shit, it's my only day off this week, you know? No, I had took off Monday, and I'm about to tell y'all why. It was Tuesday I took off, but anywho, today is the second day of Black History Month. I hope you guys are learning something new about our history. You know, your history, family history. Do you got land out there somewhere because of your family? I don't know. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's always good to learn about your history. Not just because it's Black History Month, you should learn your history anyways. But certain stuff, you know, some people who invent stuff was a Black person until they sold it to the white man. But we ain't here to talk about all that, okay? But I'm just saying, most stuff that was built and, you know, constructed was first in a Black person's hands, okay? But anyways, we're gonna do a mental check-in today. I feel like an 8. And the reason I feel like an 8 is because, let's just get into it. Today is Freestyle Friday, so Freestyle Friday is gonna be, well, I ain't even gonna say it's Freestyle Friday, because it's a topic that I'm going to be talking about. So, I ain't going to be talking about a lot of topics today. So, scratch that. Today is worry about your health. The health is wealth, basically. Your health is wealth. So, usually on Fridays, I do Freestyle Friday. But something happened to me on Tuesday. Well, Monday evening to Tuesday morning. So, we ain't gonna do Freestyle Friday. This episode is gonna be health as well. So, let's get into it. Of why I'm an 8. Well, I'm between a 7 and 8. It's because my stomach is hurting. But anyways. Okay, so you guys. Y'all know I've been working a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't really got no sleep. I've been eating not good. Not saying I've been outside getting fast food. Just my groceries inside my house, I've been eating kind of bad or too much of, you know, salt and especially sugar. So, I went to work like normal Monday, okay? I was feeling real bad, but I didn't know what it was. So, I left work early. Usually, I stayed all day, but it's just something in me. I'm like, I don't feel good. Let me leave. So, came home, did my regular stuff. Ate dinner, did everything right. Excuse me. So then, as I was preparing to lay down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed early and everything. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't really sleep. So I thought it was because I slept on my left side. So then I switched to the right side. Then I sat on my stomach, laid on my stomach. And then I'm like, no, I don't feel good. And something told me, God told me to get up and go to the emergency room. So, at first, I wasn't gonna go. I'm like, let me sit up, drink some water or whatever. So, it still didn't go away, okay? The pain, it's not the pain, it's just I didn't feel good. Like, my body was telling me something. So, I said, fuck it. Let me just get up and put some clothes on and go to the emergency room. I got to the emergency room, mind you, everything, I'm still... It was just a feeling of how my body was feeling. It's not necessary what I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? So, got to the emergency room around like 11:30. And got to, you know, in the back or whatever. They was asking me questions and everything. She took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 199 over 75. So, that, at first I told my mom because I didn't want to scare her. But I did text her 190, but actually it was 199 over 75. If you know about blood pressure, that's a sign of a stroke or whatever. Not to say whatever, but that's a sign of a stroke. So, They kept me in the hospital. They didn't give me no medicine. They just kept me hooked up to the blood pressure medicine and let it do it automatically and take my pressure. You know, they took my blood and everything. And everything in my blood work came back good except my iron. My iron was low, but not too low, but it was low. And my sugar was very, very high. So then the doctor had came and she asked me why I'm not taking my blood pressure medicine. Mind y'all, I took myself off of blood pressure medicine because I thought I was a doctor. And in reality, don't get yourself off of medicine if you can't help it. You know what I mean? Just, you know, get your blood pressure under control and then you and your doctor can talk, okay? Because I'm not a doctor. You know, she said that if I didn't come that night, it would have been, you know, I would have been cooked. So, I'm glad I listened to my body and I'm back on my blood pressure medicine and I have to take iron and I have to cut some sugar out. You know what I mean? So, I left the hospital with 143 over 70 and that was good because I didn't have to stay overnight. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When I seen that reading, I was like, that can't be real. Then she took it again and then it did it again. That scared the hell out of me because I am out here in Vegas by myself. All my family in California. So, yeah, that was just crazy and scary. And I'm glad that, you know, I got the help that I need and I didn't have to stay overnight and I didn't have to get no surgery or, you know, do stuff that, you know, usually your family can, you know, be there to support you, okay? So that's why my stomach is hurting, because it's getting used to me taking the blood pressure medicine. Not necessarily the iron, it's the blood pressure medicine, and you know, my body's just getting me used to it. Mind you, I'm still trying to incorporate, you know, the stuff I used to do when I wasn't on blood pressure medicine and when I was, like, you know, cut down on my sugar and cut down on my sodium. So we do need both. We need sodium and sugar, you know, to get through life, you know, because you don't want to pass out, but then you don't want your blood pressure high. You know what I'm saying? They sugar and salt coexist, you know. And so far, it's only been, okay, so today is Friday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've been doing good. You know, I always drink water, so that's not the issue. It's just my sugar intake and my iron intake. So I gotta make sure I do what I need to do. And yeah. So I've been doing good, you know. Like today, for instance, I did eat an ice cream and I ate some yogurt. So I'm about to fix dinner. And after dinner, I'm not gonna eat nothing but drink some water. Drink some motherfucking water, because I drank a smoothie yesterday for dinner and then I drank today a smoothie for lunch. So when I'm done with my dinner, I'm just gonna drink water, so to wash everything out. And a lot of people, you know, was saying how, you know, I'm so young to be on blood pressure medicine, wah wah wah. I just feel if you never went through that scare, you don't understand how the body feels. And I understand, you know, from, you know, we shouldn't rely on medication, but this particular medication does help me. That's why at first I took myself off, because I thought I was okay. In reality, I should just wait until my doctor took me off. Okay. So I feel like everybody want to be a doctor and stuff. So I'm like, oh, you know, you too young to take medicine and all this stuff. But it's like, you don't understand if you're not in my shoes. You know what I'm saying? That feeling was not like, oh, I'm sleepy. That feeling was, you know, it was something else. And I'm not going to say too much of that because I believe in the power of the tongue. But I'm just glad and happy I listened to God and got my butt up and went to the emergency room and got what I need. And for the time being, I am going to take this medicine until my blood pressure and my sugar level is in control. And then my iron too. That my iron going to be in control. That ain't nothing. But my blood sugar and my heart need to, it coexist. So just making sure that they are at a set level. And yes, I am young, but at the same time, you know, it's just a lot going on. and I need to make sure I get my rest, you know, even though next week I said I wasn't, because next week is Super Bowl weekend out here in Vegas, I wasn't gonna go to work, but I'm like, you know, that extra money will look good, you know, but at the same time, I'm getting my rest. Like, tomorrow I go to work, and today I just did my laundry today. I didn't do too much, like, laundry, and then I'm about to cook. I've been relaxing and chilling all day. I haven't did the most. Like, I usually do, like, on my days off, I do laundry, I clean up and all that, and today I just did laundry and I'm about to cook. So, not putting too much on myself, and just relax and keep calm and do what I need to do, you know. Don't overwork myself, and I feel like me working nonstop, or if you know, I do the 5 hours, it's the day before, I might have a day off or whatever, I'd be working myself, like, doing shit, you know, and it's not, just not relaxing. And I feel like you just need to take time off for you and relax. So next week is the last week of overtime, and I'm kind of happy about that. So that'll give me leverage of to relax all my days off, unless I have business to handle. Like, I have I got an appointment with my doctor on the 22nd to take my blood again, you know what I mean? And it is what it is, you know, health is wealth, and, you know, we just gotta do what we gotta do. Then I gotta make a dentist appointment too, and then, you know, go from there. But I'm just gonna be happy that because when I see overtime, it be tempting. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna work it then. I'm like, no, I wanna work. So I'm happy and glad that overtime is done with for the time being for Amazon, so I can just have those 3 days off, like, in a row, unless I shift swap. Usually I shift swap, unless I do that. Other than that, I'll just, you know, go back to normal schedule, you know, relax the first 2 days, unless I have something to do. You know, if I have something to do, of course I can't relax. I gotta get up and get, you know, and handle my business, you know, because business don't stop as an adult. But if I don't have nothing to do, you know, just, you know, rest that first day, because I know on the 22nd, of course, I got my doctor's appointment. So that day, of course, the day before, I'm a relax until the next day, you know what I'm saying, and do everything. And then after my doctor's appointment, you know, go from there and relax some more. So it's just good to go back to the normal schedule of having 3 days off. And then if I shift swap, it won't be 3 days in a row, but I still have 3 days off instead of one whole day off. You know what I'm saying? Because people be like, why I don't work a whole 10-hour shift on my days off? I just don't like that for me. And I'm glad that I did split it, but I was still not getting the rest, you know, and still eating bad. And I don't want to go back there, y'all. You know, I'm just trying to take it easy. And I wasn't stressing. That's the thing. I wasn't stressing. It's just the way I was eating. Like, I was eating crazy. Just, you know, seeing the things in a little bit of time. Like, I ain't getting no rest like I usually get. You know what I mean? Yeah, working too much, not taking time off for me. And like I said, I mean, we all grateful and thankful for a job, or if you're an entrepreneur, thankful for your customers. But sometimes you do need to take, you know, rest days and get yourself together, because you'll be burnt out. And some people don't listen to their body. Like, I listen to my body at night, and God was telling me to get up, you know, even though I kept trying to lay back down. And I was like, I don't feel good. Like, my body don't feel good. Like, what is going on? You know what I mean? So I'm glad I listened to my body, and we're here, you know, doing what we gotta do. So just, you know, do what you gotta do for yourself. I know I'm the type of person, when I tell people stuff and then they be trying to give me advice of something that they never went through, I don't like that. But I sit there and listen to them, and then I give my opinion, and they get angry when I give my opinion. But it's like, you never went through this. So it's like, you can give your opinion all day, but once you go through it, I pray that nobody don't go through that. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they listen to their body. Because some people, you know, they overlook they not listening to their body. And I listen to my body because I'm in tune with my body. So it's hopefully you listen to your body and you, even though the emergency room is high and stuff, but take your ass there if you don't feel right. You know what I mean? That's what it's there for. And especially if you're paying for health insurance. Like, you just letting it sit there. And that's why I tell people, make sure you go to the doctor, you know, and whatever the results is of your doctor's appointment, just handle it with grace. And whatever you got to go through, you got to go through it, because, you know, God gives his soldiers, his strongest soldiers. You know, it's just complicated with life, and I know people will be scared to go to the doctor or go to the dentist like me. I'm scared to go to this, but I gotta go this year. I have to, you know what I mean? Check on my teeth, get some stuff, work done, and and get some braces. And people don't like going to the eye doctor. Like, they don't like, nobody don't like going to all those three things, but we gotta do it, you know, so we all know where we at, because anything can happen, and then it's like, oh, it's too late. I should have been going to my annual checkup, or I should have been going to the dentist, or I should have been going to the eye doctor. Like, you don't want to wait till something happens. You know, you want to get that shit out the way. And I feel like people, you know, it's not even a color thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just people in general. It's not an age thing either. You know, because it's some people my age. I'm 36 years old. It's some people my age ain't been to the doctor since they had a kid, or they go every 3 years, or haven't been in years. And, you know, the same thing with the dentist. So they make sure they go to the dentist and eye doctor, but they don't go to the doctor. I don't understand that, because it's like, what's, you should, everything coexists. You know, our body is our temple. So it's like weird, but hey, people got to do what they got to do. But it's like, y'all, like, that shit was crazy. And then I got a little tummy ache, but, you know, we can't do it. It is what it is, man. You know, we gotta do what we gotta do and keep it going. Get the rest that we need. Like, I was supposed to be up this morning at 6 o'clock doing laundry so I can get it over with. But shit, I looked at my phone. I seen that it was 6 something. I seen that the porch light went off. I seen that it was cloudy outside. I could have just got up, but I didn't. You know what I mean? I just stayed in the bed and rest. And then I got up finally and I was like, okay, I gotta wash. But I'm gonna tell y'all right now, all the damn clothes and stuff is on my bed. I ain't made it up. I might make it up tonight. I might not. I might sleep on the damn couch. Shit. It ain't nothing wrong with it, because my couch reclines, so I can push it back and fall asleep, honey. Okay, let me tell you. So I might do my damn bed tonight. I might do it tomorrow. Might do it Sunday. I don't know. It's going to get made up before Monday. It might get made up tomorrow when I come from work. So, yeah, I just, you know, try to take it easy. And I hope you guys take it easy too, because health is the real wealth. And whatever you need to do, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't want to hear the worst when it comes to the doctor. But it's like, would you rather hear it now or 10 years from now? You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like people just be scared. Not saying I don't be scared, but at the end of the day, I'm an overthinker. So anything, I overthink, and I just feel like, you know, God brought me this far with everything in life, and it could be worse. And let's just get these tests, you know, get your test results, your lab results, get your pap smear. This is for the women. I mean, the women get pap smears. Get your colon check. Like somebody told me, us women get colon checks. You know, get your colon check. Us women need to get our breast exam. You know, just to make sure that everything's okay, because just because you don't feel something, that don't mean nothing there. It might not be nothing there. Not putting negative energy in the air, but it's just important for us, especially my age group, and especially us black people. I can't talk for the other race. I can only talk for black people. We need to make sure that we go and get checked. Now, if you don't have insurance, it's programs within that, wherever you go to, they can give you a copay. You just pay a copay. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't have insurance, you know? So I just feel like, I don't know if we still got Obamacare, but we do got Medi-Cal. Because I'm a taxpayer and my money goes toward Medi-Cal, okay? So, I used to have Medi-Cal too, you know, when I was on unemployment for them 6 months. And baby, I still went to the doctor. So it's no excuse, you know, to make sure that your health is intact. I know people, I mean, life be lifing now. But if your ass can go to the club and shake that ass, or go to the club and go out to eat and go on vacations and do fun things with your life, you can take your ass to go get your annual checkups. I'm sorry. I mean, I know, like, my doctor be booked up so much, you know what I'm saying? So, not to tell my business, but I'm about to tell my business. So, I got my pap smear in November, and, you know, today, I mean, this month is February, so I had to split them up. I couldn't do them at the same time. They splitting up the stuff, so, I mean, I can't even do my labs in, you know what I mean? I just did my pap smear, so... Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do as a woman or a man. And I just feel like the black community, they don't be doing, we don't really go to the doctor. And not saying, and sometimes the doctors do misdiagnose. They do. I give y'all that. They misdiagnose and they be trying to push medicine on you and do all this. But that's why I'm saying the medicine I'm taking, I know that it works for me. Now, if it was a different type of medicine, I would have told that doctor, no, don't prescribe that. This is the medicine I got prescribed. And if they say they didn't have no more, I gotta wait, I would have to wait, because I know that medicine can help me. It ain't gonna do what the other medicine to do. You know what I'm saying? So you do gotta be careful about taking medicines and making sure that it works for your body. You know what I'm saying? For your body, your type, whatever the case might be. And then if you have underlying diseases, make sure that it can work for you and make sure it don't, you know, collide with the other one and make your blood pressure go too high or too low. You know, we just want to be, try to be healthy. Now, I'm going to eat a cookie. But like today I ate the ice cream and then I ate the yogurt. And then the smoothie was so damn healthy. I didn't taste nothing sweet. It was just very healthy. So I told myself after I eat my chicken tenders that I'm not gonna eat nothing else. I'm gonna eat my chicken dinner. Chicken dinner, okay? If y'all remember chicken dinner, I mean chicken tenders, and I think I'm gonna have a salad with it. I think I'm gonna have a chicken tender salad, meaning I'm gonna cook the chicken tenders and put the chicken in some salad. I got tomatoes. I ate the rest of my cucumbers. Or I might have some red beans and rice. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to incorporate some greenery. So, I might have chicken tenders, red beans and rice, and just some spinach. I mean, I got tomatoes and red onions and some carrots. I'm not going to put no cheese on my salad. I might do that, you know what I'm saying, to have some greenery. Or, oh, I got string beans, y'all. Hopefully they inspire, but I'm gonna have some string beans. Oh, I love string beans, especially the fresh ones, but I can do the canned ones too. But yeah, y'all, so I just want everybody to take care of themselves. I always say, you know, preaching, and I know people like, you gotta press with your feet. But I, like I said, I'm going to the dentist this year. I have to, because I gotta get some work done to my mouth. Not saying it's bad, but it's bad. Because I do want braces. You know, I was about to get some Invisaligns, and I said no. So I gotta get some work done to my mouth and then get some braces. It's time. So I got a lot to do. And yeah. I just want everybody to be healthy as much as possible. And I said, I know life be lifing. I know, y'all. Life be lifing. But make sure you do what you need to do as a human being. This ain't for the kids. You know, kids gotta listen to us parents or the guardian. You just gotta make sure you get, at least, if you don't, I feel like everybody needs to do their annual checkup. Dentist, doctor, and eye doctor. But if you're grown and you have kids, you should definitely make sure your kids get their annual checkups. The dentist, the eye doctor. You know, all that good stuff. You know, if you don't do for yourself that you should be doing for yourself, do it for your child to make sure your child has that health. You know, healthy mouth, healthy eyes, healthy body, you know, to a point. Because, I mean, we're not perfect. Nobody's not perfect. But making sure that your kid get the health that they need and get the annual checkups is very important. Okay? Very important. You know what I'm saying? But you as the parent or the guardian need to make sure you get yourself done too. So the day that you make your baby appointment or your kids, I don't know if people got kids, to one kid, whatever. As you're making your child or children's appointment, you should be making your appointments. So if y'all can work, you can work around it. I know we working 2-3 jobs, especially y'all parents. Even me as a single person, you know what I mean? But as soon as you make their appointment, you make your appointments. Okay? That's the only, that's the advice I can give. Like, okay, for instance, my kid, if I had a kid, I'm going to say my future child name because I feel like I'm going to have a baby soon. You know what I mean? So if Ruby is, say my kid is, 4 or 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? I know she want to go on a field trip or whatever the case might be. And I'm busy with life, and her dad is busy. As soon as I make her doctor's appointment, I'm going to make my doctor's appointment. As soon as I make her dentist appointment, make my dentist appointment to make sure that her dentist appointment and my dentist appointment don't collide. You know what I'm saying? Because, most of the time when you go to the dentist, I mean the doctor too, but the dentist, they give you that stuff, that laughing stuff. You know what I mean? Not saying they're going to give my baby that, but I'm just saying the dentist is more prone to that. So I got to make sure I can drive her there and drive her back home. And then for my dentist appointment, make sure her dad, look at me future talking. Make sure her dad can drive me to the dentist and back. And then I'm going to make his dentist appointment. Okay. So even if you don't have a significant other, I feel like you should work everything around, and then I make her eye appointment, I make my eye appointment, and the same thing, and then I make his eye appointment. Even though if he don't want to go get his prostate check, he don't want to go to the annual checkup, I'm going to make sure that all of us in the family, you know what I'm saying? Because I see myself with 2 kids, okay, y'all? I'm 36. I'm about to be 37. I just feel like I see twins or I'm going to have kids back to back. But I'm just saying, I know life be lifing. And life's going to be lifing more when me and the individual have kids. You know what I'm saying? So we got to incorporate everything. But that's the number one thing that I'm going to be making sure that everybody got their dentist appointment, everybody got their medical appointment, and everybody got their eye appointment. You know what I'm saying? And maybe we can't, I just want to make sure that my child and my man and myself get the proper health care that we need, especially with me and her dad. Me and her dad, we got insurance. So if we got health insurance and my child is a child, we got to make sure everything coexists. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, life be lifing. Stuff not perfect. You try to make sure everything is kind of close. Even if it's not close, it's near. So I can make sure she gets to her appointments, make sure he gets to his appointment, he can make sure I get to my appointments. You know what I'm saying? It's just, the way of the world. But yeah, I'm going to name my, because my birthday's in July. You know what I'm saying? My birthday's in July and my birthstone's a ruby. So I said, if I ever have a girl, you see the power of the tongue, because I feel like I'm going to have a girl first and then a boy, or 2 boys. You know what I'm saying? So I was going to name my girl Ruby Rose because, that's my birthstone. And then I can't tell you all my boy name, but the girl gonna be Ruby Rose because, that's my birthstone. But anyways, I'm just saying, that's an example. And then if you don't have a significant other and you're a single parent, either a mother or a single father, you should do that too. But most men don't even like going to the doctor. But I just feel, as black people, as a black man, because a lot of black women do it too, but mostly black men, they don't know how to, they know how to deal with a female on the physical tip, but I feel like most men don't know how to deal with their daughters in the sense of medical. But I feel like if you are a single father and you have women around you, are you dating, you can kind of get some advice from your woman, your woman friend or your girlfriend and see, like, oh, I gotta make my daughter, you know, appointment. What should I make her appointment for? But I mean, most likely if their daughter is old enough to make her own appointments, that's good too. But I feel like most black dads, if they're single and they don't know how to handle their daughters. So I just feel like it's hard for a single father to do that. But some of them do, because my dad, I'm about to tell our business. I was in and out of my daddy's house, and I remember when I started my period, and I was in his household. He went to go buy pads and tampons, and he was like, which one you like? And I was like, the pads. And he was like, okay, are you okay? I know you cramping. Like, some dads do know. You know what I'm saying? Some dads do. Because I didn't tell him. All I told him was like, Dad, I don't feel good. I'm cramping. He was like, oh, your period must be coming. I was like, how did you know that? He was like, I mean, I be around females and I date females. So, you know. So that was so sweet. He got me ice cream and made sure I had a heating pad and just make sure I was okay. Make sure I had a little Advil, you know, if my pain get too bad. And, you know, some dads do know that. So it's like, I feel like we just need all, like I said, I can't talk for other races. Us black people, single, married, in a relationship, don't have kids, have kids. If you can make time for everything else in life, make time to go do your annual checkups. Even if you don't have insurance, it's some type of program within wherever you go to get your health care. It's some way of, you know, they can help you get the medical attention that you need. Dental, eye, and everything. They give discounts. They give the doctor discounts. They give the dentist discounts. Like, it's all type of stuff. You just got to go in there and find out what it is. And I just want everybody to be healthy, okay? So, I ain't about to be on here too long, y'all, because I can smell the tenders in my nose. They ain't even cooked yet. I got to clean my meat. And I'm thinking, should I cook all of it? And I think I should. So, I'm going to let y'all go. And hopefully, this helps you. Some type of way, you know what I'm saying? Some type of way. And so health is wealth 2024. I mean, you always got to start somewhere, but you guys just do what you guys got to do and make sure you guys live life. And I'll see y'all next week. Love y'all. Peace.